Yam Lok. Each line, please repeat after me. Jang Lokapala Kilamat Sarajara. Hittaja Chanto Pipithak Samittacha. Patung Nasekur Dipadas Chatuspadaha. Sharistripam sthanu jadatra dishyate. Ja Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam sthapitam jena bhutale Shayam rupa kadamajam dadati shapadantiko namo maha. Please repeat after me, so the word translation. Please repeat after me. My Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately or concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Purport. It is fashionable for materialistic persons to compete with the power of God. When so-called scientists try to manufacture living entity laboratories, their only purpose is to defy the talent and ability of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called illusion. It exists even in the higher planetary system, where great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone is puffed up with false prestige despite the failure of all his endeavors. When so-called philanthropists who supposedly want to help the poor are approached by members of the Krishna consciousness movement, they say, "You are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast masses of starving people." Unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singly or together, do not solve anyone's problem. Sometimes so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be Doridra Narayan, the Lord's incarnation as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Doridra Narayan than the original, the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Narayan. They say, "Don't encourage service to the Lord Narayan. It is better to serve the starving people of the world." Unfortunately, such materialists, either singly or combined form of the United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that the many millions of human beings, animals, birds and trees, indeed all living entities, are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko bahunam jo vidudhati kaman. One person, the Supreme Lord, is supplying the necessities of life for all other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the business of asuras, the demons. Yet sometimes suras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sukadeva Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. Very nice. So, we see, he said, Prabhupada was reminding us that back to Godhead. Sometime, he said, we are Krishna conscious, but we want to become Lord. So Lord said, all right, go there. I try to become Lord. So we are here to lord over material nature, to possess things. But Krishna is saying, Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam Upanishad. Everything is owned by the Lord and controlled by the Lord. And he also saying, Bhagavad Gita, basic knowledge. Owner, who is the proprietor? Who is the enjoyer? Bhuktaram, Jagga Tapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Whatever, next. Forget. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Maha Isharam. The word Isha means to control. And Ishvara means who is controller? Brahma, when he realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after doing long time bhajan and Vaikuntha, what he is saying? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is not only Ishvara, he is the Parameshwara, Supreme Controller. We can be controlled. This boy is doing like this. He has got some control over him. It's okay. Don't get nervous. You are nodding head, smiling. He has got some independence. But any moment, Kitu can stop it. No? So who is controlling? Somebody is a controller there. They may not accept that. I may not like to die, but you are forced. You may not think, I won't eat. I will do tapasya. No? One day you become hungry. Somebody must be controlling, you have to accept. Unless somebody is a nutcase, unless somebody is cow dung on his head, he has to accept there is a controller. Who is imposing this? You don't want disease, but you are disease. You don't want to be within the womb of your mother. Yeah, 10 months, 10 days. Who is forcing you? There must be somebody. Huh? One. That somebody is imposing on you. There must be some. You may not be able to see. He is the supreme controller. Sometimes Jiva is also called controller because we come from God. So God's qualities are there, but maybe in a minute portion, like ocean and a drop of water. When you are pure qualitatively, you can be as good as God. But still, God is perfectly perfect. Prabhupada was once saying. You can achieve perfection. You can never achieve, come to the stage of perfectly perfect. No. You can try. More perfection, more perfection. See, here I came some time back. But I didn't come here in the temple, but outside was there. And appreciating a lot of change I'm seeing. Change. The devotee wants to serve God better, in the spiritual world there is also competition. But how to please Krishna? More among them. There is nothing wrong. That is transcendental. But not envious between devotees. But there is competition between devotees. Who can? This is, a flower could be small, but it could be very fragrant, like bakul, very small. A lotus is very big. But if you give a flower, garland, bakul, and you can make Krishna happy, satisfied, you achieve perfection simply by pleasing Krishna. And somebody may not, you get some lotus flower and give, and that is also, Krishna is happy. That is perfection. So there is always this there between the devotees. But not like a materialist envious of Krishna. No, I want to become Krishna. So, okay, come here, try to become Krishna. And fail every time. You're trying, everybody's envious. Unless you're envious, you can't come here. You must have something desired so that you cannot stay in Krishna consciousness. You came back here. Most of us. And even so much so, somebody want to become Narayan and make others Narayan. And say, Doridra Narayan cannot be Doridra. Narayan means he has got his consort Lakshmi. All the opulence, his energy, personified, Lord, internal energy. How Narayan can be Doridra? And he is feeding Narayan. So is Prabhupada saying that, you are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast mass of starving people. Starving people, you may give food, again you will starve. In the Ethiopia, you go, starving people. In Pakistan, they are earthquake happening there. Food is coming and they are giving. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will provide everything. What is difficult? Prabhupada went to America, we see, and he had nothing. Just $3. $3 means in those days maybe 40 rupees. But he had implicit faith in the words of his guru, in the words of Krishna. Jasya deve para bhakti. Here, bhakti, Prabhupada translated, implicit faith. The self-realized soul knows what to write, when, what meaning is there. Jatha deve tatha guru. And he has got implicit faith in the words of also Sadguru, as much as he has in Krishna. So everything is revealed to him. And he is going to America, he had to start a movement worldwide. What is God? He requires manpower. He requires land, buildings, wealth, money, Lakshmi. Where will it come from? And Krishna is providing. He has faith. And he also maintains. And he just started, he doesn't know he'll go right or left. He's simply chanting under a tree, Tompkins Square. And young boys, girls are coming. Swamiji, take some apple, take some money. And started, somebody hired one storefront. And gradually Krishna, seeing that he's sincere and serious, he's providing him manpower, money, what are the things requirement to start a movement. Everything was coming. And he said, I can see there will be what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everywhere people will be chanting, temple, these. No, he told somebody, and he said, no, we don't see. No, it is just separated by time. You do your service to Krishna, and Krishna will provide everything, and also maintain, provided we serve Krishna. So Krishna, Isha Vasa Yidav Sarvang, Jat Kincha Jagattang Jagat, Tena Taktena Bhunjita, Ma Gidah. We shouldn't be coveting that there are 4 sacks of maybe wheat outside. The birds will come eat as much as he can. That is what to do. But we are so greedy, more than it take away all. That is, we should know. That is meant for others also, allotted. God has arranged everything for us, for our maintenance. Why? Millions of elephants, other living entities, God is maintaining them. Why we will have scarcity? a food, land. No scarcity. He has given everything. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, there is no scarcity of anything in this material world, save and except one. Anybody knows? Krishna consciousness. If you become Krishna, if we become, everything will be provided. I remember what this temple was before. Nothing was there. The Maharaj in his temple want to serve Krishna nicely. Krishna, I want to give you a nice temple. And now Krishna is helping and things are coming. Nice, I think, throne. Some of the things were there, you see. The Swara Goswami. Actually, they are ideal devotees. We should always remember. Swara Goswami Astak. These are ideal kids. You must have a goal. If you follow their footprint, then one day you become nice, wonderful Vaishnava. Overseer is supposed to. ISKCON is supposed to build character, intelligent people. So that if you act acharati, then you can become acharya. That means you set up example by your behavior, action, devotional service, then you can preach, we can preach to others, become teacher. Say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somebody does achar, very good. Follow rule, regulation, everything, very first class, good character. No. Somebody is very good in prachar. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do achar and prachar both. Then you become a very wonderful devotee. We have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Then you become a grain of dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's follower of the Goswami. And life is perfect. Perfection. Associated with perfect, supremely perfect Krishna, by following his instruction and his pure devotee's instruction, you become perfect. This is a perfect, nice temple, wonderful. It's showing so many things, reminding Krishna's pastime. Or Dwaraka Palace, whatever, Nanda Maharaj's palace. It's very nice to see. I highly appreciate. Last time I came, I told Maharaj, Maharaj says, so much, why are you not coming here after long? So maybe, without being asked, I just told there. They said, no, I'm phoning. Okay. You can come. They'll speak to Gauranga. Oh, he's phoning. I'm sorry. I may not be sometime out of the context. Forgive me. I saw Prabhupada not always sticking to exactly, strictly speaking to him. Our duty is to strictly follow. If you can chew, then you can digest. Why eat so much after here and you don't digest? Prabhupada said, eat first canto, second canto. You can digest everything. Everything is there. You can become self-realized. Of course, you can read other chapters also. But you cannot fathom it. There is no end to it. There is no end to it. So Prabhupada said, read again and again my books. If you do not read, you will fall down. Bhatak jayega. You will go astray. You will be drifted away. We should learn from the experience past. It is not just see only the positive side. Vedic literature doesn't say that. If you don't know from the practical experience, how can we be cautious? You have to become cautious. Don't take it for granted. I am a brahmachari. Have you developed all the qualities of a brahmachari? You are a sannyasi. Have I developed the quality of a sannyasi? A bhakta? A Vaishnava? Or a Vaishnavi? What are that symptoms? We must check it. Otherwise, Krishna conscious. How will teach others? This is what Prabhupada said. Though it may be out of the context, I have to tell. Because we are pure of Prabhupada. If you accept it or not, that case is different. But it's nice. I see this Chaupati temple or Pune, they also call me Pune. They're nice, they are good devotees. You want to become brahmachari? Develop the quality of brahmachari. You can? Okay, you become gyastha. But you become a Vaishnava. No one see whether you are a brahmachari, sannyasi, temple president, X, Y, Z. Whatever. You will see your Vaishnava quality. You are a Vaishnava, you are a Vaishnavi. Come to me. As you eat Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, whatever. But they are still there, they may be husband to wife. But attraction towards Krishna. That is our deed. We may be here, maybe there, ISKCON, or there. Attachment to Krishna and Krishna, Krishna's seva and Krishna's devotee, Krishna's dear one seva, complete attachment to this, you go back to Godhead. Don't find others' fault unless you are in that position to correct him. You are in that position, you are GBC, you are guru, you are temple president, you have to correct somebody. Otherwise, how things will go and maintain? That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called. Vishwambhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's another name is Vishwambhar. Vishwambhar means he is maintaining everything. If you do Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is still going on. Prabhupada may not be from our physical vision out, our physical vision. But if we carry out Prabhupada's order, we can feel the presence of Prabhupada. Still now, follow the instruction of the Goswami. We can associate with him. We can feel his presence. So, Prabhupada's followers now doing, again, carrying on duty of Prabhupada. If we strictly follow, Krishna will provide. Our previous acharya will provide. Prabhupada said, in a moving lecture, in a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's disappearance, that now, when I came here, I did not know that just like this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire will be fulfilled. Now this is happening. Something done. ISKCON has got a little footing. People know. Every house, every village, every town, Hare Krishna. Everybody knows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is to some extent, prophecies fulfilled. How this is happening, we don't know. My Guru Maharaj asked me to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking parts of the world. And I took it a little seriously. With sincerity all and seriousness, I tried to carry out this order. And as a result, how things are happening, I don't know. You did not know me, neither I know you. You did not see me, neither I saw you. But now we are in a Krishna's family, all together, jointly pushing this movement, fulfill the desire of our previous acharyas, my Guru Maharaj, and his guru, up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, my Guru Maharaj, send you all you nice, wonderful American boys and girls to me. Prabhupada was overwhelmed. His voice choked up. He couldn't speak. How this is happening, we don't know. Everything is arranged by the Lord. We simply have to become an instrument of our previous acharya in their hand. Nimitta Martha Bhavarjuna. Arjuna is an ideal devotee and Krishna is acting in the role of ideal guru. If we can become a grain of dust of the great devotees like Mother Kunti or Draupadi or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the householder, there's so many Matajis, wonderful, they're devotees, so many devotees of Chaitanya Parshad, we can become a grain of dust of them, or Krishna's Parshad Uddhav, or Akrur another, our life will be perfect. Brajavasi, Krishna is worshipable, Aradha Bhagavan, Brajeshatanya, as much as Vrindavan is also worshipable. Every dust of Vrindavan is worshipable. Every devotee of Vrindavan is worshipable. And if we simply take that mood and serve, as Chaitanya taught us, that Brajavasi is at the greatest devotee. Anybody is 24 hours serving in the mood of pure devotional service, he is also Brajavasi. Of course, in a different light. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this is definition. You don't have to copy the Brajavasis there at present. No, you can get all their blessing. Sangat. In Hindi they say, Jaisa Sang, Aisa Rang. By association you can know a person. If you associate with them, develop all their good qualities. So we have to associate always with the good devotees, advanced devotees. Then we can make advancement. Why we become envious? We associate with envious people. Because of Sangha, most of the people are doing Sangha of mode of passion and ignorance. But how Prabhupada turned them into this? Prabhupada is praying to Krishna in Bengali, writing, everybody is here in America, I see the mode of passion and ignorance. Who will listen to Krishna Katha? Nobody will listen. But you, Krishna, you can do, you are the greatest mystic, you can do anything and everything. You can bring such words from my lips, mouth, that they can, with rapt attention, listen and influence. And all dirty things from our heart, is cleared off, and they come to the mode of pure goodness. That is spiritual world. That is Krishna. That is Vishnu. That is Narayan. That is Hari. That vidyate hridaye granthi, the hard knot within the heart attachment, cut to pieces. And all the misgivings and doubts cleared up completely. Evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangha jayate. All these things are there. It may not be in order I am speaking. He will know he is pandit. He is scholar. He can explain better. You correct me if I sometime not in order. I am staying in the mood of Pope. Scrutinizing the study. It's very nice. I got a future. You have to make future generation. They can also preach Krishna consciousness. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan movement, there is always Asura. Asura means defy the authority of the Lord. Who is Krishna? I am Krishna. That is what is happening now in this world. Like Pundrak. Who is Krishna? I have got 400, I have got Sankha Chakra Garabhad. And Krishna is him. So in this age also they start of that first time there's one Pundrak, there's many Pundrak. So more many Bhagavan. So see, you are Bhagavan. Huh? You are God. They lift. Krishna lifted Govardhani. He showed his universal form. He danced on the hood of Kaliya. Do something. Do at least. He lifted one at least. And a brick with the left hand. Let me see. You are not God. You are not G-O-D God. You are dog. You are dog. One is running after Nunang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. Just Indriyopitaye Apnati. Just to satisfy your senses, your sense pleasure, running after all sense subjects. Bishaya Bishanale Divanishi Hyaja. This is Bish. Our Acharya said, Bayo Charya Kabe Shuddha Vimon. And give up this sense object, Rup, Ras, Gandha, Sparsha. All this. Then, Kabe Hama He Rava Sibi. Then we can know Krishna. Then we can know God. Ar Kabe Nitai Chader Koruna Habe. When? He will shower mercy on you, Nityananda, or his representative Sadguru. Saṃsāra vāsanāmur kabe tuccharve. When you detest this materialistic way of life, of sense gratification, when you will do that, you will have a higher taste by serving Krishna. Param drishtā nivartate rasa bhajyam. Now there is rasa. I enjoy so many other things other than Krishna prasad. You have to rush about jung. You give up. You get a higher taste by taking Krishna prasad. Param drishta anivartate. Param drishta. You get param drishta, the higher taste. Then you give up. So you have to strictly follow the instruction Prabhupada gave. But we change. You add something and subtract something. Everything will be finished. Tilak mala. Nake tilak, galay mala. Erao sab, kali chela. Then you cannot criticize. Oh, this is Sahajya. They are Jat Gosai. What are you? You are following what Prabhupada said? Yeah? We should ask ourselves. before teaching others. This is a test. This is a subject of introspection. Otherwise, whole thing will collapse. Big castle on a sand. You can learn. Now, since I saw 1970 to now here, 2006, in the history of a big organization, saintly person come, he struggled hard, does so much tapasya, and Krishna gave so many wonderful devotees. Actually, our purpose, ISKCON's constitution is one of the purposes, associate with devotees and make other Krishna conscious. That means preaching. And we can preach, provided we ourselves also have to maintain a good standard. And Krishna, our Acharya, is giving how to maintain standard. If you maintain that, then Krishna indefinitely, he will also maintain us. We don't have to think of. Things will come. Things will come. He will give us protection. He will give us what is necessary to preach Krishna consciousness, as he is giving us this temple. Nice. What I saw now is wonderful. He is inspiring the devotees, Maharaj, Radhanath. I was appreciating. Wonderful changes. And everywhere is gone. Of course, there are some picture which may not be very encouraging. But there are other places there where this nicely Krishna consciousness is flourishing in CIS country and other places. So, if we know where it is not, all these things are dark side, you can see, but we can be cautious so it doesn't happen. If we, what Krishna has given, if we maintain, Prabhupada, I remember say, within 10 kilometers, nobody should be starving. Provide prasadam to them. Then Krishna will provide. Even the elephants, beasts, birds, they are not rendering devotional service directly. Krishna is providing. And if we carry out Krishna's order, Krishna will provide. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. What is the United Nations doing? No unity. There is disunity. They can't do anything. There's so much food. They are family planning. Now they're killing. Government is allowing, killing their own children. Millions every day. Different parts of the world. But Prabhupada says there's so much land in different parts of the world there. You don't have to do all this family planning and killing. 10 times the population now there, Krishna can feed. There's so much land there you can cultivate. So much mismanagement, so much food is wasted. Land is wasted. Krishna is giving everything. Krishna is giving so much. We require badly for our maintenance of the water, air, unlimited water Krishna stored in the preserving even, with salt, putting some salt in the sea. And Krishna said, you don't have to make machine. He has a mechanical arrangement, wonderful nature. And he's evaporating by Krishna's order. And stored, when you fly in the plane, he's stored. Unlimited, huge amount of water. You chant Hare Krishna and pour profusely. So you can cultivate and get so much food. And grain, Prabhupada showed in New Vrindavan. And treat the mother cow as mother, giving profuse milk. But you are slaughtering and sending them people. Now in India, in Prabhupada's time even, every day 10,000 slaughtered or something. Now it might have gone up. So there is so many problems. There is not much wood in India, like gold. Why? They are defying the authority of God. They are ignoring that the God, no God. How long they can do Daridra Narayan Seva? There will be, again problem. The Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an example. Just like with the grease, you try to straighten things. They are trying, scientists and all that, they are trying to counter all the difficulties, odds they are facing. There is no water, so barrage and storing water. But still there is flood is coming. And if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will give you abundant rain when you sleep. And you can cultivate land and get fruits. Nice. I don't know I have to follow rule regulation. He say, Maharaj, 9 o'clock, finish Koshmiti. Now I'll ask here, what shall I do? I want to follow also rule regulation, that Prabhupada said. So my question to you, your authority, shall I stop here? It's 9 o'clock. Or tell little extra. Otherwise, I don't know whether I touch point, but at least what I said, more or less what Prabhupada said, different places. Sukadev Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and King Indra became puffed up and Krishna crushed their pride. The place is there, it's not story. You go to Vrindavan, Govinda Kunda. Go to Giriraj, there. Huh? The Giriraj is still there, Krishna. So he'll also do to them, to the those who are non-devotees. But the devotees have got everything. Jashastra Bhakti, Bhagavati, Rakinchana, Sarvai Gunai Tattva Sanat. Devotee has got all the wonderful qualities. There we judge. Here is a devotee. How much one is materially advanced or qualified, if he has not Akinchana Bhakti, no Bhakti to Krishna, no use, useless. They cannot solve the problem. Maharaj Yudhishthir time, Maharaj Prithu's time, Maharaj Ambarish's time, Maharaj Lord Ramchandra's time, there's so much opulence. Everybody was happy. Now people are becoming more and more unhappy simply by defying the authority of the Lord. So-called scientists. They can make a blade of grass, they're going to make a BB in a test tube. Lord has already provided test tube and everything here. You are simply copying them and bragging, I have done this. What you have done? You can do nothing. You can make a mosquito even flying. You can bring consciousness. What you can do? Better surrender. This is devotee who surrenders. They have got all wonderful qualities. The Lord provides everything. So devotee, there is no difficulty. See, others are so much unhappy. Devotee is bright faces, indicating free from anxiety. Others, they are in anxiety. Even the greatest man, richest man, most opulent, Nobel Prize winner, scientist, always anxiety. Next moment, what will happen to him, he does not know. The devotee knows, at least I am happy here. And after this body is finished, I will be happy. He has faith that Krishna is there. They don't know. They don't know. Andha. It's called Andhra, they're in darkness. After that, what they become, they don't know. Hog, dog, they don't know. The devotees know, I will become a resident of spiritual world and be eternally in pastimes with him, enjoying his association. So the devotees are always joyful. There is Vaikuntha, no kunta, no birth, death, no anxiety. Already it is here, it is not just a blind faith. So here is the test. You ask somebody, are you happy? Tell the truth. I'm not too unhappy. And give a smile. The smile is also, you can check, it is a plastic smile. You can see in the television. Cheating. Even in the hospital with his feet completely bandaged and tied up. Mr. Ghosh, how are you? I am all right. This is all right. You are not going to the toilet, doing everything what you do in the toilet. You are eating here, sleeping here, everything. You cannot even move an inch. Say, I am all right. You say, this is there, all right. The devotees are not like that. They enjoy every moment, anandam buddhivardhanam, simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, they know how to use, just like with the Ganges water, worship Ganges. They know everything belongs to Krishna. So use everything Krishna's service. Krishna is so kind, Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra gave everything to the Brahmin. Even after so much so that Mother Sita gave her nose ring, nothing left. But the Brahmin said, my dear Lord, we don't want, we want to give you back home. This is the sweet exchange. between devotee and the Lord, but they don't know this. Because they are asura. They want to become, I want to become Krishna Narayan. Who is Krishna? And their pride is crushed. So better, one who has got brain substance, prize sankirtane jaggai. They always, jagga means pleasing Jagapati Vishnu, who is all pervading, also personal. So always try, whatever every moment, the devotee, how to please Krishna. And others, how to please his senses. Asura. What do you want to become? The intelligent person, Pravita Sankarji Janti Sumedasa, Meda, brain substance, he is always chanting Hare Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Jai Sakala Vipada Bhakti Vinod, Balen Jakhan Onam Gai, when I glorify Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime, everything, Lord's devotee, Lord's Dham, I see there is no difficulty, no problem, no vipad. Otherwise, every step in the material existence, there is danger. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, with his family, when he sees all his family members are Krishna conscious, then he said, Jedine grihe bhajana dekhi, when I see my wife, children, everybody is Krishna conscious, they are chanting, dancing, taking prasad, follow Krishna, Krishna's instruction is pure duty instruction, my house I feel. Vaikuntha has come down in his house. So we devotees can make Vaikuntha, even going to hell, turn into Vaikuntha. Prabhupada is in one big city of the world. Some devotee asks Prabhupada, where is hell? Prabhupada, this is hell. We come to the temple, this is Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. There is no fear, there is no anxiety, there is no tension. Please, no tension. Only Kevala Ananda Kanda. Simply worshipping Gaur Nithai, you find this Kevala Ananda. Kevala only there is Ananda. There is only bliss. Because you are associating with the bliss personified, Krishna and Ram. Krishna and Ram mean embodiment of bliss. So if you associate with the bliss, embodiment of bliss, Krishna and Ram, you become always joyful. There is not a advertisement in the billboard giving a big smile. Not that smile. This natural smile, natural face is the index of mind, not artificially. Can they go to the sea beach or a club or a park early in the morning? I see they're laughing. Ha ha ha! This is all. This is natural, and that is artificial plastic. Anybody can understand. You cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna is the supreme cheat. He will cheat you. Become sincere, become simple, be honest, give your best to Krishna and see. You can never think of what Krishna can give you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. And maintain. Sorry, taking your 10 minutes time. Perhaps you can ask some question. It will take little time if you allow me. Or comment. This is the example. Krishna gives unlimited light. Unlimited heat, without that he cannot live. To make an atomic reactor to solve problem of power, best brain of the world working. And Krishna be unlimited solar power, heat, light, air, use it. Unlimited, he cannot, inexhaustible. From time immemorial. Still you defy, you are a fool, nutcase, nitwit. One who is not serving Krishna, one is not serving Krishna. One is serving his intelligence. Krishna je bhaje sevara chatur. Maya je bhaje, one who does not serve Krishna must serving somebody. What is serving? Either his wife, his husband, his family, his community, his race, humanity. But shehaye phatur, one day Krishna will snatch away everything. Get out, he say. From this body, get out. Then he lose everything. Your big palatial building, 100-story, car, everything. Near and dear. He served Krishna, everything is there. We can go back to, Prabhupada said, to the spiritual world, again have another ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, another Krishna's family, who everybody here is trying to please Krishna. Sorry, sometimes something may not be out of the context, but this is what Prabhupada says. I'm repeating something. Please forgive me. Simply, I am just like a parrot, repeating what Prabhupada is saying. Carry out Prabhupada's order, your life will be sublime and blessed. Carry out Prabhupada's order and Prabhupada's representative who repeat what Prabhupada. You follow Radhanath Maharaj. You find nice temple. Any comment? Any question? Of course, in this context, you see, connected. Other question you ask someone. No question. That means it is accepted. In Sanskrit is there maunam sanmatim lakshanam. Yes? So you agree, yes. You accept. So you act with body, mind and words. See what comes out. What is the result? See what happens to your life. Life will be blissful. No anxiety, no worries. You'll be always in bliss. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Samaveda Bhakta Vaishnava Vaishnavi.